Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
We're unfriendly today because unfortunately the pride demon has gone back dormant. Pride month is over. I'm Vance Go.
And I'm Non-DK. It is truly sad all the companies will be stripping their rainbows today. Executing all the gays that they hired to work seasonally.
Right, for the summer.
Yeah, for just the month intern. Of June. Yeah, just the month of June, all those gays have been executed, unfortunately,
it's done.
11:59 p.m. last night. RIP to them. Don't trust corporations for pride. This is why you can't be taking those jobs, yo. All money is not good money.
Right. It will end poorly.
Damn.
So, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about biphobia because pride ain't never over on this podcast. It's always done. Pride. Yeah, we're talking about
execute our gays.
Biphobia. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we definitely wouldn't. Well,
it depends. Like, is it Billy Porter? Like, who we talk about?
I would hear Billy Porter out. Ryan Murphy.
Guillotine. I'm sorry.
So some
gays
we would execute. Sorry for traumatizing y'all. Trigger warning for Ryan Murphy.
Sorry. And trigger warning because of the topic today.
Yeah, biphobia. Yeah. I mean, it's Pride Month, and so I feel like a lot of Pride Month, especially online, first the Christians be being demonic and coming out with bangers like Pride Demon, which is so good. They're always coming out with really good merch. Shout out to them. And then we had a lot of Christians getting wished happy Pride. Donnie McClurkin. They wish Donnie McClurkin happy Pride. They wished Juanita Bynum happy Pride. But these are all gay people. Jackie Hill Perry happy Pride. Some of them have even responded. Jackie Hill Perry responded because she's fighting her demons so bad someone wishing her happy Pride online prompted her making like a 10-minute video in response. Finding those demons, amen. But like a lot of the discourse is kind of like hate too, unfortunately, during Pride. People take Pride Month as an opportunity to kind of shit on queer people across the spectrum, and bi people are never left out.
Bitch. Real quick detour. Did you hear about in Fresno, California, my hometown, they passed some fucking law where it's like June is traditional family month or something crazy.
What?
Like to combat, like, so like it's just like, oh yeah, one man, one woman, like that's the official month for that. So you know how they're always like, why isn't that straight pride? They essentially did that.
Wow.
I was like, what? I know Fresno conservative, but what are y'all smoking?
I see
over
it
there?
Here. The Fresno County Board of Supervisors passed a 3-2 resolution officially declaring June as traditional nuclear family month. Championed by Supervisor Gary Breed,
it sounds gay. Right.
The designation honors traditional heterosexual marriages and the roles of mothers and fathers in child development.
Yeah, I could not believe that. That
wow.
I know we in a dystopian hellscape, but like, not my hometown. Come on.
Try being from Florida, baby. Welcome to hell.
Yes.
It's just like people don't understand too how big these states are, right? California, huge state.
Huge.
Florida, another huge fucking state. I live in the biggest city land-wise in the US. You can do 200 miles inside the city and never leave. It takes me an hour to get across to the other side of the city. I was looking up improv classes in person. said 51 minutes. I said, absolutely not. Who's driving 51 minutes? Not me. Yeah, but yeah, people just, I mean, yeah, that man sounds gay. He has Breed in his last name. Breed is his last name. He's probably fighting that same demon Jackie Hill Perry. He did a whole lot. His demon's probably big and strong.
Rampant.
Fucking Logan. That got a big, thick, girthy one. It's really gay tearing fucking, his fucking tearing his ass up.
Just wearing his ass out.
Tearing his ass. That's why he's upset. But okay, let's talk. Well, neither one of us are bi, and in the future we'll have this conversation with a bi person. But I have dabbled in both genders. I took a significant dip in the man pool in my youth and ignorance, and slept with hundreds of men. And then I was like, ew. I switched course. I became gay. But people were like, how are you really gay, though? I would say that's even biphobia, low-key, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's the... What is it, bi erasure, when it's like... Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah, the one where it's like, oh, just because you're doing one group, that means that you're no longer bi. So, yeah. Like, oh, it's bi erasure. Yeah, I mean, I think identity is a little complicated. And I think like for someone, like for anybody, like if you, just because you've touched a man before in that way does not make you bi. Right. Unless I think you hold that. I think for me, I think just the language, I don't want to get bogged down with semantics, but I think the language of biphobia don't feel genuine to me. Because I think as far as who I'm looking at romantically attracted to, maybe I might be considered bi, but I don't hold that at all because.
Sure. Yeah.
Yuck. But
yeah, I don't identify. Not yuck.
Sorry.
I don't identify as bi. I don't identify as pansexual. Queer has always felt the best. And most recently, I'm queer lesbian because I'm taking back my lesbian. You bitches can't stop me from being a lesbian.
They're gonna try.
No.
They're gonna try.
No.
Well, but yeah, I mean, we've talked about it 1,000 times on this podcast, but like, yeah, I think queer is just a better word for this because if I was like gun to my head, what are you? I think maybe pansexual is probably the most accurate. But even with that being said, I'm like queer. And then
a
lady might get lucky.
Pansexual does not at all feel like something that describes me. I do truly feel like a queer lesbian. I feel like, here's my thing about my attraction to men. I experience physical attraction to men, and some men I experience, I mean, it's been so long, but some men I do experience sexual attraction to. Now, it's also been so long since I had sex with a man. I don't know. Like, for me, like, when I start trying to think about the actual pieces of it, I don't know if I can. And also because of the way I kind of view men as like solely sexual objects, I don't think it's like good for me to engage with men in that way. As like, I don't want to be engaged with like that. So, yeah.
I think that's healthy and mature because I think a lot of men only see men in a sexual way. And then that's why that's why things aren't working out. That's why dating is hell over here, because it's like, I think that is how men see each other. And yeah, I think until we get to a point where we're like, you know, we can see each other as more than just sexual objects, like it's not going to be better because that's just what it is.
I even think like, when I was, because also I think about how, even though I don't have never considered myself bisexual, like I came out in what I could consider late. I was like 25 when I came out, and I have been messing around with girls since I was 19, but I was messing around with girls because my boyfriend wanted that. Let's talk about compulsory heterosexuality. Also, I grew up in the South in church. I didn't even like have that much of a frame of reference for being gay. It was just like, people are straight. I knew some gay people, kind of. I knew people who were rumored to be gay. Now, if you look at my life, the evidence was always there. My friends were always on the basketball team and like just so many signs. And my mama used to accuse me of being gay when I was a kid. So obviously I was probably gay the whole time. But yeah, because I didn't have any frame of reference for lesbian relationships between women, I grew up in church. It was super frowned upon. I just was dating men because that's what you were supposed to do. And then he was like, oh, I want to have a threesome. I said, okay, that sounds cool. You can pick the girl. But then got in trouble because we was vibing pretty hard.
Right.
And then he felt threatened.
Yeah, the color purple, where he's like ripping the
very the much so having very much that
I
yeah
forgot he was there.
Yeah, yeah, we were like talking, we were like Skyping while he wasn't even there, and he came in and got really mad. This is before Wi-Fi. He like ripped the Ethernet cord out of the wall. It was so dramatic.
He unplugged the internet. He said he's
crazy. Yeah, it was wild. It was some wild shit. And then I was like, oh, okay, I won't talk to her anymore. But whole time I'm gay.
Yeah, that tracks. I feel like, I mean, we talked about it a little before the podcast. Like when I first was coming out, I was like, I'm bisexual. I was telling everyone that I was bisexual. It was not true.
How do you feel like people received that when you was telling people you were bi? Were they like, nigga, you gay?
I don't remember, because I think when I was coming out, I was coming out to the easy people. I was coming out to all the people that I knew would not throw a stone, right? That would not throw a brick at me. So I was telling people that woman, people that knew me for a long time, like, you know that. So I don't know. But I never said I wasn't bi ever. Like, I never reneged on it. I just never was bi.
So. You just never acted on being bi. We can look out at the evidence, the field research. The researchers have gone out. They said it's looking pretty gay out here.
I think it's just gay. It's just So yeah, all of that.
Yeah, so let's talk about what biphobia is. Okay, so I think there are issues with biphobia, and also I've been seeing some wild stuff around. Like it's a conservative era, so the stuff that has been out in the discourse has been wild. Like, there's no such thing as lesbians. No such thing as lesbians. It's just women who are bi who, you know, this is some red pill bullshit. Yeah, but women are starting to repeat it. Bi women.
It sounds like Gilead. It sounds like some blessed fruit. Like, you're not actually a lesbian. You're just
Which is so problematic in so many ways. Now, let's talk about how people being bi really is a thing. People who are bi or pan, most people kind of, now those kind of, they're kind of like the same thing, but I guess it just depends on what era of time maybe you started identifying, because there was not pan when I started identifying as queer. That was like, but it was close to the same time.
So, is this why I think this is why a bi person needs to be here? Because when I think that in my head, I feel like bi people are like with the binary. And I think that's why I don't really fuck with
it. No, I don't think that's true. Okay, because bi means your gender and other genders.
The other one?
Yeah, it's not a binary.
I'm with that, right? I think it's the two genders just don't feel, well, not feel. I know it's not true. Anyway.
Yeah. I see that. And that is another thing that's been coming up, which comes up when people talk about biphobia or being bisexual versus being pansexual. But I think a lot of people I've seen are like, no, bi doesn't mean two. Bi means my gender and others.
I'm with that. Yeah. So, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, our brains can be a little literal sometimes. So, like, mm-hmm. I think that is what grates against my sensibilities. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I meet someone and they're like, they're bi, bitch, I don't know or care enough to be like, no, you're not. Like, so.
This is what I be saying. And we have to be, none of this stuff takes place in a vacuum, right? So society still rewards heterosexual relationships, regardless if you're bi or not, which is why you hear people say stuff like, oh, dating men is easier. It is easier in society.
There's no stigma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
there should be a stigma,
but there's not.
Yeah. Right. Well, there definitely should be. When I find out a woman has a male partner, I do start thinking about her differently. I do. Now, once I see how the man is, hopefully you can get back into my safe zone. But men are dangerous.
I feel the same way about white folks.
Yeah, it's same thing. And God forbid there's an overlap there. God forbid you show me your white man partner. I'm like, are you okay? I like when women hide their partners in the shed, in the basement. Shout out to my friend who keeps her husband in the shed.
That's the only way to do it, because I think once you reveal them, they know they're going to be embarrassed. Like, they know there's going to be another family or something. So I think that's really what it is. Like, just it's a preemptive, like, you save yourself embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly. And we shouldn't judge people for how they move in those decisions there's some judgment for me because I decided to live my truth, but a little, just a smidge, but I also understand the conditions under which you might choose to mostly date men, or maybe you did date people equally, in quotes, and you happen to meet the love of your life and it's a man. That's wild, seems unsafe, but I also say that's great, and it doesn't mean you're not bi anymore. Like, and also, same thing. If you marry a woman, I have a very good friend who's pansexual, is married to a woman, mostly dated men before that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make her any less bi or pan because she married a woman. She's not a lesbian because she's married to a woman. Like, she's married to a lesbian, though. And see? Nobody, no, her wife didn't say, how do I know if you're really gay? Her wife was like, you like me, I like you.
Right. Well, yeah, so I do want to talk about that argument specifically, right?
Yes.
Because I feel like every, 4 months, I feel like I see it less frequently, but that's probably my algo. Mm-hmm. That being said, the biphobic conversation online, which... Yeah. I think it's funny. I feel like I didn't start seeing it until fucking Insecure. But
damn. Shout out Langston Kerman.
Right? So that damn Langston, that light skinned devil. No, but anyway,
love
I can't.
He's not light skinned. He's biracial.
He's biracial. He is biracial.
Don't get it to it. Hey, Langston, we love you, but we're not going to forget. You're not just light skinned. You have a white father.
Oh, that's
But his mama black, so it's
He talks about that too, which the conversation, which is like the biphobic conversation, mm-hmm. every 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we're like, black women, I see black women saying it. They'll be like, you know, I'm not biphobic, but, and then they'll say the most biphobic thing that you've ever heard.
Them
dirty, filthy, stinking bis need to stay away from me. And then I'm just like, that's literally what biphobia is. And I think people don't like to be labeled negative things, even if they're being that thing. And
That's a particularly nasty. I think the biphobia from women towards men. God forbid I empathize with a man on this podcast, but I do feel like it's a because of patriarchy, it seems laden with so much more vitriol. And it's nasty. I don't even know how to describe how it seems like women and non-men are a lot more free to be bi than men are. And I don't like the stuff I see around that.
I will say, back to like the whole pan bi that, you know, I was talking about, I think cishet women's attitudes around bisexual men or men that do other than just, you know, cishet turns me off. it puts me off in a way where, like, hey, I'm not even interested in going over there for nothing, because, like, I already know what y'all think because you say it, you won't stop talking about it, right? So like, for me, it's just like, well, they don't feel like there's any space to explore because, like, that's what's waiting for me. Now, mind you, queer women exist, you know. I got it, like, there's other places to go. But I think the prevailing attitudes that I hear makes me so anxious to even find, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would agree. Have to go somewhere like Field or something where, like, the couples are like, come on over here, come hither.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, mind you, I wouldn't even, none of the men I would even look at these days, none of the men I look at are not queer, except for Sterling K. Brown, and I don't know him. So obviously that's just a fantasy. And plus, I don't think that I would be even interested in a man that wasn't queer because I'm trying to top a man. And so, like, if a man's not going to let me top, like, if you going to fuck me, you got to let me fuck you.
I feel like bisexual. I feel like bisexual men, not to say they're not queer, obviously they're under the umbrella, but I feel like that's where that's gonna happen. I feel like, you know, where straight so like cishet women that are like anti-bi men, I'm like, y'all missing out on so much fun.
Missing out, like, because I'm trying to hit that prostate, baby. I'm trying to do some things. I want to really be a true active participant in a way that I didn't know about before I got deep into my queerness, you know, before I was gay and stuff.
Listen, they missing out on a whole lot because straight men don't even clean their booties, let alone let nobody maneuver around it, right?
Scary, so like stuff,
right? Where I'm like, a bisexual nigga, like, he gonna let you swing him around by a septum piercing or whatever, you know?
Oh my god.
he gonna do some things with them fingers with them black fingernail polish
and all them rings. Yeah.
All them rings and them tattoos and them locks.
No, but sometimes you gotta be careful because I've been tricked by like a fake bi nigga before. My last dealing with a man was like a bi, like, queer man who used they them pronouns, but they ended up just being a Jamaican man. They were just a Jamaican man who wore women's clothing sometimes. Yup,
he got on a kilt, like, talking about I'm gender non-conforming.
We would share clothes, which was low-key like kind of lit. I used to like that. But like, he wouldn't let me put it in his butt for real. And I was trying to, and he really wouldn't really like let me. And I was like, well, I'm not. And then he was low-key mean to me. So I was like, oh, I'm not doing this. We're done. You're not going to let me put it in your butt. This is the only reason I'm here. The only reason I even let you get close to me is because I thought I was going to be able to put it in your butt.
He's like,
and no, now you're like not that. Really letting me, and you're mean? So no.
I know the type out here where like they're queer, like they identify as queer, but then like don't nothing be queer.
Nothing it's queer about them. Like, they just be wearing ladies' clothes. I'm telling you, they just wear ladies' clothes, flower crowns, nail polish. I can think of somebody from the internet right now who I have blocked who used to be queer fishing, and I know you know who I'm talking about. They names start with an M. I know they don't listen to this podcast.
No, they don't. They don't.
They don't. I said I know they don't listen. So anyway, Moses, do you remember? Yeah.
Yes.
Who popped up in makeup and nail polish just one day.
Yep.
Oh, anyways, yep. I can't.
Only mess with ladies. Only mess with coochies. I said this is
only
not queer.
Only mess with ladies. Only mess queer. With ladies.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. Anyway, I don't like those types. They're awful, and I have been tricked by them before. Never again. And this is why I had to stop letting these sexual objects get to me. See, I like sexual objects. They're fun. But they should be like toys, not humans. Anyways, I also wanted to address some of the like online conversations that I've been seeing this month. I've been seeing a conversation that's been happening for most of the month is by women basically saying that lesbians treat them with distrust and disease. And it's been kind of tough because what I've been feeling is that bi women are kind of bullying lesbians for not dating them or maybe being wary of dating them. Excuse me. And more. Yeah, I've seen a lot of good conversation about it on both sides. One on the real biphobia that actually does happen where there's the culture of gold star lesbians. And I've been definitely a fucking victim of what those type of bitches bring. We don't all have the same story. All of us couldn't be gay from the jump. Like all of us couldn't do that in our lives. Some of us didn't even know that was possible. Good for you that you never fucked a nigga. I fucked a lot of them. And sometimes I even have fun. I can think of at least one time that I had a fantastic time that I'll never forget. But also, I'm very gay, and it's very clear even when I look across my life, it's clear that I'm very gay. So there is a lot of like that happens with certain types of lesbians who think they're better than you because they never fucked a nigga or whatever. Yeah. And also because men are dangerous. I think it's kind of safe to say if you're a bi person who is currently dating men, because there's also bisapphic people who have a preference for dating women. There's bi people who prefer to date women. So it's not just about, there's plenty of bi people who date lesbians, but if you date men, what's the difference? What is biphobia and what is just discernment under the patriarchy that we all live in? It's okay if people see you with your male partner at Pride and are like, maybe there's some allies. Because how will we know?
Right. Right. And we won't unless you tell us, which I mean, but like, that's how I see all sexuality, right? Like, unless some people you just know, like we joke about that all the time. Some people you can look at and be like, faggot. But for the most part, like most people, you do got to have an actual conversation with them to figure out what they actually like. Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I am good with the queer thing, because I'm like, yeah, like I'm not straight. Fuck that. But you don't know exactly what that means. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's interesting what you're saying though, because I think like on that side, I feel like that discernment is like, yeah, I think that's super valid. I feel like when it's on the other side with the men, right? When I hear a gay man will be like, oh, like I don't date bi men. And then like anytime you ask why, it's never not to say there needs to be a good reason. Like, if you don't date them people, sure, whatever. That's biphobic for sure.
Sure, but
like,
yes, exactly.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm like, I'm not asking you to go date bi people. Like, whatever, don't date them. Leave them alone. But I don't know, because, like, yeah, I've never heard a gay man ever say anything that made sense after they said they don't date bi people. Because it's always rooted in some fuck shit. Or like, They use language like
misogyny. They low key hate a lot of gay men hate women too. I mean, they're not immune to the kind of nasty messaging that happens through the patriarchy.
I mean,
they
hate still women men
too. Yeah, they're still men, but
I mean, just think about white people, like white gays. Like, that's it. Like, it's still a white man. Like,
yeah.
That's that. And I think they align with that more than anything at the end of the day. And you know, like, there's no, anyway, but the same thing goes for like queer men across the spectrum, where it's just like they are, they hold on to that patriarchy, misogyny, and they're just like, or like they think they're gonna get left for a woman. And I'm just like, if someone's gonna leave you, they're gonna leave you.
I hate that. The whole bi people are greedy, or bi people are confused, or bi people might leave you for the opposite sex. Guess what, guys? They might just leave you. They might just leave you because you fucking suck. Have you thought about that? You're an awful person. That's why they left. You're biphobic.
Insufferable. Yeah.
That's why they left you, because you're biphobic and you actually don't respect them as a human being.
And the same thing with cheating. Like, if someone's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you, boo. Yep. Like cheaters cheat. That's who cheats. Not bi people. Well, bi people be cheat. But you know what I'm saying. Cheaters cheat.
Cheaters cheat. Bi cheaters, they cheat. Because you dated a cheater.
Right. A bi cheater. A straight cheater. A gay cheater. Yeah. Anyway.
Lesbian cheater. I've been cheated on by lesbians plenty of times.
Listen. Cheaters be cheating.
Cheaters be cheating. Well... I mean, I guess we kind of did it. Next time, we definitely need a bi person, but
we do.
All in all, like, don't be biphobic, guys. Don't just let people live their lives. Just let people like, and don't, and mostly you gays on both sides, stop being biphobic. You're not better than people who have had experiences with the opposite sex, and that's what's crazy. I actually prefer people who have had at least some experiences with the opposite sex because of how much vitriol I've experienced from like Gold Star lesbians. Yeah, because they're like, do you know how, are you really gay? Was I not gay when I was eating your pussy last night, bitch?
But yeah.
How much more gay do I need to be?
And like, at the end of the day, we all in the same mafia. Like, you know, whatever stupid slur Dave Chappelle came up for us, alphabet gangs, alphabet right. boys, alphabet mafia, we all in the same mafia. And like, I know, like, we people, it's comprised of people, there's going to be conflict. But like, the conflict don't need to be that.
No, like, and the bis are our biggest demographic. We need to practice diplomacy, everybody. These are... our family members. We might be different factions, but we are all part of the same community, and we have to work together. We have to be diplomatic about this. We cannot look down on folks because they live a different life than we do. We accept them because sometimes they do live the same life as us, and that and it shouldn't have to be all that. Like, men, gay men be fucking men, and I don't think I'll ever really engage in that ever again, but they are free to, even though it's not my cup of tea, you know, because men are illiterate, but some women are illiterate.
That's true. A lot of people,
this is also a sad thing.
The numbers reflect that.
Well, who's today's episode sponsored by?
The Pride Demon.
Oh yeah, of course.
His last hoorah. Their last hoorah.
Wow, not misgendering the Pride Demon. Well, if it had a binary pronoun, it would definitely be he. If he, it was really terrorizing, but
I see that it's the
bomb. It's definitely more of a they for sure.
It's a they. Big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman. I have been Vance Go, and you can find me on IG and Threads at Sir the Thigh. And who are you?
I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi K A Y Y Y. And follow us on Instagram at Right Quick Podcast. See y'all.
Peace.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions. Created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santee. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at They Agenda Productions.